Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou, joined by our live blog director, Jamie Snowden. We're talking some Packers football. We're talking about Packers minicamp. And a little bit of a bombshell was dropped yesterday as we learned that Jonathan Franklin's career has come to a close. To discuss this news and other items from Packers minicamp, we have a guest joining us on the show this morning. We have Trisha Whitaker of WBAY in Green Bay, the ABC affiliate. Trisha, how you doing this morning?
I am doing great. I got some coffee in my hand, and I'm good to go.
Very good. Good to hear. I got to start off right off the bat about asking about Jonathan Franklin. Kind of came out of left field. I mean, there were hints that, you know, he was injured, could be serious. But, I mean, your reaction, and you were there yesterday. What was player reaction upon hearing this news?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that's absolutely terrible news, especially for a guy to have his career come to an end so soon. I mean, he's still new to the NFL. I did ask Eddie Lacy yesterday, you know, what do you say to a guy when you know that his career is over when it basically just started? And he told me that Jonathan texted them, the entire running back group, yesterday, just telling them the news. And Eddie said he just said all you can do is tell him to keep his head up, and that, you know, there's a different plan out there for you. I mean, you feel so bad for a guy like Jonathan Franklin, who was always, I mean, he was always a nice guy to the media, which says a lot. If you don't lose your patience with the media, that says a lot about your character. So I like that about him. But, I mean, you know, it's devastating for him. Tough pill to swallow. As for the Packers at the running back position, I don't think it's something necessarily to particularly worry about. They obviously have the rookie of the year coming back, who's expected to have an even better season this year than last year. They've got Dewan Harris returning from injury. They've got James Starks. So I don't think there's anything to be concerned about there. The concern is just for Jonathan Franklin at this point. I mean, you think that your future is in professional football, and that changes in one day. And like Eddie Lacy said yesterday, he said, you know, that just shows you how quickly what you love can be taken away from you. So
what's up with the history of neck injuries with the Packers? You know, recently, I mean, just in the past 2-3 years, we've got Nick Collins, we've got Sean Richardson, Johnny Jolly, JerMichael Finley, now Jonathan Franklin. I mean, we could go back years to Sterling Sharp and more.
Yeah.
I mean, is this an epidemic? I mean, is there anything the Packers can do about this?
It is seeming like an epidemic, isn't it? But unfortunately, I don't think you can pin it on an epidemic. I think that's just football. I mean, that's the luck of the draw. It's a physical sport, obviously. That's the risk that you're going to take when you play a game like this. You know, they all know this risk. They accept the risk. And sometimes, in the case of Franklin, it takes your career. Other times, in the case of JerMichael Finley and Johnny Jolly, it doesn't take the game away from you. It changes things a bit. But, I mean, you know, it is scary when you think about it. You are. When you are out there on that field, you're putting yourself in the position to get an injury that's going to affect the rest of your life. And it's scary, but I think that's just a part of the game. I don't think it has anything to do with the Packers. I mean, I know, you know, they had terrible injuries last year. They had the worst luck ever. I know lots of the guys have started doing yoga. That might help prevent some neck injuries. I don't know. But I mean, I just think that's the way it is. That's the game. So
I have to ask your reaction to the Packers kind of being coy about anything that happens in the offseason, basically. I mean, we knew Jonathan Franklin was injured, but basically since last season ended, there hasn't been a peep about him or the extent of his injury. I know just earlier during minicamp, you asked about Josh Sitton's absence the other day, and Mike McCarthy basically said, well, he's excused, but didn't really give a reason. I mean, is somebody trying to relay information to your audience? Do you kind of get annoyed with that, or I mean, how do you deal with that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, coaches are always going to tell you the least amount that they can. And yeah, when I asked about Josh Sitton the other day, I think it was a 5-word answer. He said he's just excused from practice. And obviously, he excused the vets yesterday. I just think, you know, that's kind of how things are with them. They don't like to share information that they don't have to share, so they're not going to share it. And there's nothing we can do to get it out of them. But as far as them kind of being coy about things happening, players missing some of the offseason, I think that's just the way that things go at this time of year, quite frankly. Obviously, he gave the vets the day off yesterday, and I actually think that was a good idea. Some people might disagree with me, and that's okay, but I think you're giving the younger guys a chance to get more reps. You know, guys like Scott Tolzien are out there, and considering the situation they were in last season when they were desperate for a solid backup quarterback, I think it was a good idea to get the guys off. And, you know, I mean, if Coach McCarthy doesn't want to answer questions about where Josh Sitton is or, you know, Nick Perry or Andrew Corliss or anything like that, he's not going to answer them. And we just kind of have to live with that.
We're talking to Tricia Whitaker of WBAY here at Cheesehead TV's Railbird Central on a Friday morning. Tricia, you hinted at it. Yesterday, the Packers gave their veterans off. It appears like all veterans with 6 years of service or more were gone. Mm-hmm. That meant at the quarterback position, Aaron Rodgers was gone. Matt Flynn was gone. Yep. How did Scott Tolzien look? Chase Reddick look? Or pretty much any of these young guys getting increased reps?
Well, I think that time is extremely valuable to them. I mean, Scott Tolzien, he looked good. He threw a couple of good short touchdown passes, one to Jared Aberderis and the other to Brandon Bostic. Chase Reddick, we haven't gotten to see a whole lot of him, but from yesterday, he looked fine. I think he's still getting his feet wet, obviously. Scott Tolzien was shoved into the spotlight last year. I think what a lot of people have to remember about Scott Tolzien is this is a guy who came in last year and literally had to learn the Packers offense from scratch. I mean, he didn't get to participate in training camp, and then he was asked to be the starting quarterback after Aaron Rodgers and Seneca Wallace went down. I mean, that's a lot on a guy's plate. That's a tremendous amount of pressure, a lot of responsibility. And I think that days like yesterday are days that he can really make himself stand out. And give, you know, Matt Flynn a pretty good go at the backup quarterback position. You know, obviously Coach McCarthy hasn't for sure said that there's going to be four quarterbacks in training camp. He's said that he would like that. I think it just depends on how Chase Reddick stands out to them. But I think with Scott Tolzien, I think the best is yet to come. And I think since he's learning from the best, I think he really can prove himself as a solid backup quarterback in this league.
With Thursday being the final day of minicamp in Green Bay, Nick Perry didn't come back, Andrew Corliss didn't come back, these guys now have missed officially the entire offseason program for the Packers. How much did missing this time hurt guys like Nick Perry, Andrew Corliss, and I think there's a few more, how much did that time hurt them?
Well, I mean, there's no beating around the bush about how much that hurts them. And Mike McCarthy was asked about it the other day, and he was very blatant about it. He said, I think any of the players who didn't take advantage of the 9-week opportunity due to injury or whatever it was is something that they're going to have to work a lot harder to catch up on once training camp starts. And I think in the case of Nick Perry, there's a lot of pressure on him. You know, he missed the 2012 season because of a knee injury. That was Andrew Corliss. When you miss the off season, as opposed to a guy like Clay Matthews, you haven't proven yourself yet. And when you're Nick Perry, like you still have to go out there and prove yourself to be that first round draft pick that he was in 2012. And I think missing the off season is really going to hurt him. I really do. And with Andrew Corliss, that's going to hurt him too. They haven't actually settled. I have not been in there when he has been saying a whole lot about Andrew Corliss. But you know, you got to play catch up, especially when training camp starts, and that's not something you want to be doing. So that isn't good for them to put it plainly.
I suppose on the other side of the coin, meanwhile, some players like Brian Bulaga, Casey Hayward, these guys coming off injuries, they took part in the whole offseason program. How did that help them, and how did they look?
They looked good to me. We haven't gotten a chance to talk to Brian Bulaga for whatever reason. I don't know why. He just hasn't wanted to talk to the media, and we haven't talked to him, so we have no idea how he feels. Just talking to his teammates, DJ Lang, Josh Sitton, David Bakhtiari, they really, 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 really like having him back. And I think, and Josh Sitton said the other day, he said that he thinks if they can stay healthy on the offensive line, that this is going to be the best offensive line they've had since he's been there. That's a bold prediction to make, but I think there's truth in it. You've got David Bakhtiari, a guy that really proved himself last year as a rookie. You've got Brian Bulaga, you know, a vet of the game, and then obviously Josh Sitton. And I think that they're going to be very good. And Casey Hayward, he's been looking fine too. We talked to him a few days ago, and he said he's feeling great. So I think with those guys back, it only makes the Packers stronger. And obviously, with all the injuries that happened last season, it almost feels like you're getting a new draft class with all the injured guys coming back, like Casey Hayward and Brian Bulaga. So I think with training camp, those things are really going to come to fruition, and we'll really see the impact that they're going to have on the Packers this season.
Tricia, one last question before I let you go. What is it like to work with Pat Mayo at WBAY?
There is not a dull moment. I will say that. There is not one dull moment in our time. Pat's great, though. I mean, he keeps everything interesting. He keeps everything fun. Make sure everybody is always entertained. Always.
Yeah. Pat, I've had the opportunity to meet Pat a few times. He's an interesting follow on Twitter. He's kind of, it's sarcasm, jadedness, and humor all wrapped into one, I think, with Pat.
Yeah.
But no, he's a good guy. So,
he doesn't hold anything back.
Tricia, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us this morning. You're doing a great job. We'd love to talk to you again sometime.
Yeah, absolutely. You guys take care.
All right. Take care. Tricia Whitaker of WBAY joining us on Railbird Central. On a Friday morning, talking about Packers minicamp. Unfortunately, talking about the end of the career of one Jonathan Franklin. As we basically, Mike McCarthy dropped the bombshell yesterday when asked about Franklin during his post-practice press conference. And Mike McCarthy alluded to that there will be a formal statement or information released today from the organization about Jonathan Franklin, maybe giving a little bit more information as to the specific nature of his injury. I don't know. So we're looking for that today, going to come down the pike. But Mike McCarthy saying Jonathan Franklin will not be back with the team, and Franklin releasing a statement on social media basically confirming this, saying that he has been ruled out for the season and playing in the NFL. It's unfortunate. I mean, as we talked about with Tricia Whitaker, I mean, this is a young guy whose career was just getting started. He had a bright future ahead of him. You saw the flashes last year. Here's the thing I really liked about Jonathan Franklin is because I think during training camp, fans were a little bit frustrated. Because here was a guy the Packers traded up for. They had to give something away to get Jonathan Franklin. They liked him that much. They only traded up into the fourth round. It's not like they were trading up for a first-round draft pick. But, that alone showed you, there's something they like in this guy. And then training camp rolls around last year, and it was really a slow training camp, and preseason in particular. And I think the big thing with Jonathan Franklin's slow preseason is here he was working behind second and even third string offensive linemen, and just, you know, surrounded by third string talent all around. And well, can you blame him? I mean, does it come to any surprise that he struggled, that he didn't do much? And then all of a sudden, you see, all of a sudden, week three of the NFL season rolls around, and the Packers just got hit hard by injuries all at once. James Starks was out. Eddie Lacy was out. John Kuhn was out. Well, Packers had no choice but to turn to Jonathan Franklin. He turns in a 100-yard effort on 13 carries, and you're like, wow. So this is what it looks like when he can work behind a first-string offensive line. And, you know, that really got me excited about Jonathan Franklin. And, you know, he ended up getting in the doghouse because he fumbles later on, and he's also returning kicks, and A, didn't do anything special on kickoffs, and B, also fumbled on a kickoff. Kind of got into the doghouse there for you know, ball security issues. But, I mean, we're talking about a rookie here. There was still plenty of time for Jonathan Franklin to, you know, turn his career around. And then he goes and gets injured, I think, playing special teams, you know, mid-season. I believe it was November, a game against the Vikings, gets hurt. You know, suffers this neck injury, in which he apparently also suffered a concussion at the same time. You know, a brutal game. And you know, that was it. I mean, we don't know the specific nature of the injury. I assume it's something very much like, you know, Jermichael Finley, Johnny Jolly. Was it a bruised spinal cord, or did he actually crack a disc in the back? I don't know. I mean, maybe we find that out today. But, I mean, obviously sad that, you know, a young guy's career has come to an end. But, you know, the upside, the upshot here, from all appearances, appears to be a very bright young man. You know, in interviews, he's actually, you know, kind of tongue-in-cheek, saying he wanted to be the mayor of Green Bay, but I think he was actually, you know, at least partially serious too. Talked about, you know, coming from the UCLA program, about becoming mayor of Los Angeles. I mean, this is a guy who has aspirations outside of the game of football, and you know, very smart, and you know, I think he'll do something with his life, which is good. So wish him all the best to Jonathan Franklin as he goes about his post-playing career. You know, what's the fallout here? You know, I guess I should talk about this as well. You know, I kind of thought during the off season that maybe the writing was on the wall. You know, the Packers, although they didn't let the public really know the severity of Franklin's injury, you know, maybe internally they knew the severity, because I really do think it was kind of surprising that the Packers gave such a you know, relatively lucrative deal to running back James Starks. I thought he was destined to leave Green Bay. I thought, you know, hey, they got Lacy, they got Franklin, they got DeJuan Harris coming back, they've got any rookies they'll bring in. You know, I thought, you know, it's James Starks' time to leave, and hey, the Packers will, you know, get the comp draft pick for allowing him to leave. And then they give James Starks a deal in the offseason, 2 years, $3.25 million. Not huge by any means, but that was a little bit of a commitment there. That's saying we want you to stick around and be the backup running back, basically. And, you know, that I guess didn't bode well for Jonathan Franklin, and I guess now we know why. And on top of that, perhaps to a lesser extent, but I was also a little bit surprised how active the Packers were in undrafted free agency. Here you go. You think they have plenty of depth at the running back position. And then they go out after the draft is over and they sign two pretty productive college running backs. One being Ladarius Perkins out of Mississippi State, the other Rajon Neal of Tennessee. I thought, wow, they really don't need running backs that bad, do they? I mean, these guys are, you know, I'm surprised these guys didn't go somewhere else where maybe the depth chart was, not quite as crowded. I guess now we know why a little bit here, why the Packers made these moves in the offseason. Jonathan Franklin's, they kind of saw the writing on the wall, I guess, that they knew, maybe they didn't know officially, but they knew, you know, Franklin's injury was serious enough that he may not play again. What's next here? Something that hasn't really been talked about much yet, obviously, with a still kind of developing story. But when Franklin is released, here the Packers are going to have a roster spot open up. Currently, the 90-man roster is full. It's at its full complement of 90 players. When they waive Jonathan Franklin, that'll be 89 players. So what could happen here? And I guess this kind of, get into what is happening today. It'll kind of come full circle here. On a Friday, minicamp is over now. The players are off until the start of training camp in late July. So we are now at the lull of the NFL off season, in which it's summer vacation time a little bit, for players to rest their bodies before the start of training camp. And they're kicking off vacation, several Packers players by going to, today, the Ryan Pickett Foundation Charity Golf Outing and Celebrity Dinner. Today, Friday, January 19th, or what is it, 20th today. B.J. Raji's going out there, Jamari Lattimore, Brad Jones, Casey Hayward, all these guys are heading out to California, somewhere in Southern California, Solana Beach, I believe, is where it's taking place. So going out to visit a former teammate, and yes, Ryan Pickett currently is a former teammate, currently a free agent, but the door hasn't been closed on Ryan Pickett returning. Mike McCarthy basically saying that in an interview just last week. I believe that interview took place on the Bill Michaels show. Speaking about not just Ryan Pickett, but about Johnny Jolly and JerMichael Finley as well. The door is open to all three of these players. And I kind of wonder, is this open roster spot, basically one of theirs? All these players have question marks. With Ryan Pickett, it's his age. With Finley and Johnny Jolly, it's injuries. Both those guys coming off, neck injuries, but, they have yet to be ruled out like Jonathan Franklin has. There's a possibility Jolly and Finley may return. And it's certainly the Packers know what they have with each of these guys. They know what kind of player they are. That's why it wasn't, really important that they sign these guys already, or had them in for the off-season program, because they know what they're capable of. And if they signed Jolly or Finley anyway, they probably wouldn't have even have taken part in the off-season program as they come back from injury. So, I mean, that's why the Packers have kind of been, seemingly dragging their heels a little bit on signing any one of these guys. And, by no means is it guaranteed the Packers are going to sign one of them. I mean, they could simply go out and sign, another running back to take Franklin's place on the roster, any undrafted rookie for that matter, you know, just somebody, some street free agent. But I mean, you know, it is one of these spots, this one open roster spot. Is it destined for Ryan Pickett, Johnny Jolly, JerMichael Finley? And if I had to make a prediction, if I had to, and I say this with very little certainty, very little conviction, you know, I would guess that Johnny Jolly is the guy they would sign. And I guess I say that because, he's younger than Ryan Pickett. And in terms of comparing him to JerMichael Finley with two guys with back injuries, Johnny Jolly's is lower on the back, which technically, historically, I suppose, from a scientific perspective, makes playing football a little bit safer to come back from when that injury is lower on the vertebrae or whatever. You know, the closer it is to the head, the more dangerous it is for a player to play. And with JerMichael Finley, that's the case. It's higher up on the spinal column. And thus, I think there's a less of a possibility that JerMichael Finley comes back. I think at some point here, I don't know when it's going to take place, and I don't think the Packers are going to be in a rush to fill this roster spot. Because no matter who they sign, it's basically pretty status quo across the NFL. These guys are not going to be taking part in anything until training camp begins. So I think the Packers are just going to be willing here to let things play out. They're going to let Johnny Jolly and JerMichael Finley rest and recover for as long as possible. And then maybe some point near the start of training camp, maybe they bring these guys in, examine them one more time. And if I had to guess, I think Johnny Jolly, you'll end up seeing the Packers signing him and probably start out on the pup list and just bring him along slowly. Heck, if they bring him back at midseason, I think that would be makes sense to me. All of a sudden, you've got a guy who's ready to go at midseason that could be a good midseason addition to the team when Jolly could be relatively fresh and hopefully healthy by that time and ready to go. Like I say that with very little conviction just because when you're dealing with these injuries here, I'm not a doctor and know very little here, and the Packers have said very little. The players have said very little. It's difficult to say. That's where we're at here as mini camp comes to a close. The entire Packers offseason program comes to a close. I guess there's kind of one NFL affiliated event starting this weekend, and that is the rookie orientation that's taking place starting Sunday for Green Bay Packers players. So it's not rookie orientation, it's rookie, what is it? Somebody on the live blog can fill me in if you want. I know I got the name wrong here, but that takes place next week, basically starting Sunday, runs for 4 days, where the rookies go to the NFL Hall of Fame. And they have all sorts of, meetings and, whatever, orientation to the NFL, more or less, is what'll take place starting this weekend. So we'll talk about that next week. That'll be on the docket for next week's episode of Railbird Central. But that'll do it for today on a Friday. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us. Thank you to Trisha Whitaker of WBAY for joining us to talk about Jonathan Franklin and the rest of minicamp, kind of wrapping it up. So Rookie Symposium, there we go. Thank you, John, for posting that on the live blog. Yes, the Rookie Symposium taking place this weekend. Anyway, we'll talk to you on Monday. We'll talk about Rookie Symposium, 8:30 a.m. Central Time every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, live here at CheeseheadTV.com. I leave you today with a song called The Place That I Call Home from the infamous String Dusters on Psy Fidelity Records. Have a good weekend, everyone. Go, Pack, go.